We're back as we continue on with our Jackson Heights locker room chat here tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tedman with you. It's presented by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're now joined by Jackson Heights boys basketball coach, that is Brett Plattner, as they get set for the final stretch run of the regular season. Just three games left on the schedule before we dive into Substate. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but Coach, we appreciate it as always. You know, this last week played some good teams, and we'll start with the game on Friday on the road at Morehill Mount Academy. Of course, the team right now kind of sitting there towards that top spot in the league standings. You take them to overtime. Ravens come out on top, though, by 4, 45-41. Just take us back to that one Friday and, you know, just down that home stretch and the opportunity your team had to potentially win that game.
Yeah, it was a really exciting game on Friday. Our boys did a good job of jumping out to a quick lead. I think it was 12-1 early there in the first quarter, and they made a run and responded in the second quarter and held a one-point halftime lead against us. And pretty much from then on, it was a back-and-forth game headed down the stretch. We held a four-point lead it a couple times. And in the end, you know, we missed a few key free throws, but that's not ultimately what lost us the game. What lost us the game is, you know, sometimes in life, no matter how hard you play, no matter how well you do things, and I thought our boys played really well and did a lot of really good things in that game. They hit a 25-foot three with 0.8 seconds left and a great shot by the individual who made it. And, you know, headed into overtime, you could tell our boys were deflated. We were trying to get them back up for it. But after expending so much effort and energy to be taken to overtime in that manner, I know it was tough on them. But that was a performance we can really be proud of. We did really, really good things on offense as far as ball movement and did a decent job of limiting turnovers, and then defensively we stuck to our scout really well and really made them have some really tough opportunities. But ultimately from the loss, you never want to accept losing. You never want to get used to the feeling of losing, but it's a loss that we definitely can take a lot of pride in and look to all the good things that we did and took those forward into this week as well.
You turn around, you get Horton on Tuesday on the road. Horton gets that win 54-42. What kind of stood out in that one?
It was a very similar game in a lot of ways, in the fact that we took an early lead as well in that one, and then we kind of fought some foul trouble for the majority of the second quarter on, and we actually were still able to maintain a halftime lead of 28-25. And second half, they kind of upped their pressure a little bit, put some pressure in the full court setting on us, and really extended their zone out there, and which is a really good strategy, I think, for them, because they happen to have a lot of length and a lot of size right now, and that gave us a little bit of difficulty based on the fact that you know, we turned the ball over a few times, unforced errors, leading to easy transition baskets for them. But while it was a 12-point loss in the end, that was really a single-digit game the whole way through. And I thought, you know, based on Friday versus Morehill, who sits at the number one spot in our league, and based on last night versus Horton, who sits at the number three spot in our league, if we can continue to find some consistency moving forward and bring these efforts consistently throughout the close of the season, we're going to have some really good opportunities to get some victories coming forward, and then we're going to be a really tough out come Substate time.
Yeah, we talked about the Substate last week. Horton is hosting, and you could see them in the first round, and we talked about it top to bottom. Again, it is very balanced. It seems like there's not really one team kind of separating themselves, so there's certainly going to be opportunities once we get to Substate, but you want to certainly turn it up here in the next week and change. You got three games left, so still some time to kind of get back on track, get some things going in the right direction. It starts on Friday at home against McClouth. You saw them back in early January. You won that game by 4. Both teams probably a little bit different right now, but what's kind of the expectation for this second meeting with McClouth?
Yeah, they've definitely improved over the course of the season, and their coach has done a really good job with them and getting them prepped and getting them better over the course of the season. So we definitely expect a very hungry McClouth team. You know, they broke their 36-game wins or losing streak this past Friday and beating Oskaloosa, so they're going to be riding a little bit of momentum headed into Friday. But we're also, in some ways, even without losing or even without winning, we're kind of riding some momentum ourselves as far as we can look to some performances we've had as of recent and say, you know, we are starting to turn the corner as a basketball team. We are starting to play our best ball. So hopefully we can take that and keep that consistency headed into Friday, and I expect a competitive game from both sides.
McClouth on Friday, Oskaloosa Tuesday, and then Valley Falls to wrap things up on the 24th. So just three games left here for Jackson Heights. And that's boys basketball coach Brett Plattner joining us. We appreciate it as always. Good luck on Friday against McClouth, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
Thanks again, Brent.